Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass here on Tuesday, August the 25th, 2009. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me today live on the call and on the recording. And my name is Carla McNeil, and my direct number is 877-767-7544. And my email is Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. If you have any comments or questions, please do feel free to send them along. And I will be more than happy to address them for you, or perhaps we'll answer them on another call coming up in the future. So thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. As always, I'm looking for people who want to play in the team environment, who are ready to start their own home-based business in the field, the awesome field of multi-level marketing, the vehicle that's going to take you from point A to point B. I'm looking for people who want to be coached, mentored, supported on that journey to success by someone who's already been there, by someone who knows the ropes, and that would be me, Carla, at retirewithcarla.com. So thanks again, everyone, for joining me here, and let's dive right in. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down today's date. Today is Tuesday, August the 25th, 2009. Today, I want to talk to you, have a discussion with you about encouragement and ask you the question, do you encourage yourself enough? Let me paint a little picture for you. You've got this really exciting goal in mind. You've done your homework. You think that you are amply prepared. You've gone out and you've done everything you can possibly think of, but things just don't work out. I can see a few hands being raised. You've probably had times when you thought you were doing what you were supposed to be doing, but you were working with wrong information, or you were working with incomplete information. And then there are times where you thought you had it all laid out, but it just didn't work. Now, how many of you have had that happen to you in the past? I know I certainly have. Just recently with a package that I bought, and, you know, I thought it was going to do all of these different things for me. I thought I was going to be able to learn a couple of different computer tasks with it, and it turns out that it wasn't quite what I believed it was going to be. Now, I went back and I took a look at the sales page and all that, and sure enough, I had read a little bit more into it. But I thought I had it all laid out, and it just didn't work exactly how I had planned. Or sometimes the things that happen, you burn the midnight oil day after day after day, and it doesn't seem to help. You just seem to be getting the same result again and again and again. One of the things that has been happening to me lately is I've been doing this. I've been coming home from work and I've been building my business and I've been doing this and I've been doing that and I've just been burning the midnight oil. And things weren't going the way I expected they would go. It happens to all of us. It happens to all of us at various stages in our lives. It even happens on things that we think we know. I just had a very challenging experience making something for my great niece for her birthday. It was like, oh my gosh. Or there are times when you just cannot seem to impact the end result. Well, all of these times, that I've mentioned, all of these stories that I have mentioned, these are the times that you have to be your best cheerleader. And there are ways to keep yourself encouraged. And one of the ways to keep yourself encouraged is to take responsibility for the missed opportunity or the missed representation. Now, like the story where I had bought a package online and I believed it was going to do something for me that I was wrong. So I take responsibility for that misinterpretation because I did not interpret it properly. I had my own rose-colored glasses on when I was reading it and when I purchased it, and it delivered on what it said. So I have to take that responsibility that was my responsibility. And you need to learn from the fact that you actually made the best presentation, you created the best product, you showed the plan the best way you know how, but your client, your customer, your prospect was looking for something different. Just like that package that I purchased, they delivered the best possible package product that they could. And I wanted something different. So we need to be prepared at all the times for the letdowns, because they happen every so often. You know, if there was no up, there wouldn't be no down. If there was no down, there wouldn't be no up. So when you're feeling up about something, you know that sooner or later there's also going to be a down. But as you grow through these in your life, you will find that as you learn to handle them and you take that responsibility for the missed opportunities and the missed representation, then the downs are not as low as they have been in the past. Interesting concept. So you're still going to have the ups and the downs, but the ups will be higher and the downs won't be as low. So the ups will be higher and the downs will be higher. Know that any lost opportunity just set you up to take advantage of the next one that comes along. So you want to bet the next time I see a package online that I'm interested in, I'm going to read the information just a little bit more carefully. Or the next time I show the plan to someone who it's like they're totally don't get it, I need to learn from that so that I can ask better questions going in. Now, I am excellent at asking qualifying questions. But like everything else, any lost opportunity gives you the advantage to do better next time. And you need to make those alterations for next time. So I know that I need to read a little more, or I know that I need to ask more qualifying questions up front. Now, as I have built my multi-level marketing team, way back in the beginning, I didn't ask qualifying questions at all. Now, when you decide that you want to live the life of financial freedom and you decide you want to take a look at what the McNeil Championship team is all about, I will ask you some qualifying questions. And one of them will be, what three skills or attributes do you bring to the success of the team? What are you going to add? That's one of the questions I ask people. Realizing that you can make those necessary alterations next time. Because guess what? There's always going to be a next time. Making those changes will actually make a difference. It's made a huge difference for me. Back in the beginning, I used to waste my time showing the plan to people who just, there was no way that they understood the value of the vehicle of multi-level marketing and what it can do. They were naysayers from the get-go. Now, I don't sit down with those kinds of people. I've learned from the letdowns and learned from the missed opportunities. I have made the necessary alterations, and I am realizing the benefits of those alterations, just like you, when you join the team, will realize the benefits of what this team has grown to become. So studying your mistakes and learning from them is priceless. And wisdom doesn't come from having a whole whack of knowledge. Wisdom comes from studying your mistakes and learning from them so that you can do something different next time. So instead of dwelling on them and taking yourself down into that pit of the depths of beating yourself up, you study your mistakes, you learn from them, you simply acknowledge them and learn from them. Reminding yourself that you're smarter than your bank account leads you to believe. Now, when I first read that quote, that's from the awesome man Jim Rohn, I had to reread it. So let me say it again. Remind yourself that you are smarter than your bank account leads you to believe. Because money is just simply the way we keep score. And you are smarter than the score. You can learn from your mistakes, study your mistakes, do something different. The next point for encouragement is to remind yourself that things are bound to get better. And they do. We go through those ups and downs. We all go through those ups and downs. Things will get better. Don't get down on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's the next opportunity that matters, not the last one. The last one only matters because you must learn from your mistakes. And really, are they mistakes? They're just a learning experience. You learn and grow by doing. And when you do, you don't always do things perfect the first time. So the last one only matters when you're actually learning from it. But the next one actually is going to give you the opportunity to demonstrate what you have learned. Think about that. The next one gives you the opportunity to show just exactly what you have learned from your past mistakes. And you can do it better next time. Really, you can do it better next time. You just have to practice. You just have to practice. Now, for me in preparing for these teleclasses, I have to practice. A lot of what I discuss with you on these teleclasses comes from years of reading and discussions with other people and listening to CDs, doing workshops, listening to tapes, as I date myself. You just have to practice. And just like when you're learning to walk, you get better. And you get better, and you get better. When you're learning to ride a bike, you get better, you get better. When you're learning how to operate a computer, you get better, you get better, you get better. Through practice. And you just keep going until you got it down. Because winners never quit, and quitters never win. You figured out what went wrong last time, then you know how to make it right next time. You figured out what was within that presentation that didn't go well, you modify it, you fix it, and you don't say those words next time. Or you change the way in which you say those words. And you figured out that the reason you didn't close the deal was perhaps because you didn't have all the facts and figures in place. So the next time, you will definitely have all your facts and figures in place. Or maybe you had an issue, a technical challenge with your computer while you were showing the plan. Next time, you'll do better because you practice. You learned from the last one, and you practice, and the next time you're going to do better. So don't beat yourself up for messing up. We all mess up. In fact, what I want you to do is I want you to pat yourself on the back for figuring it out. You know how many people actually mess up and never figure it out? You pat yourself on the back for figuring it out. In fact, do that right now. I'm doing it. I'm patting myself on the back for figuring out. That's the wisdom. That's figuring it out. That's learning from your experience. But you need to encourage yourself. You need to pump yourself up. There are lots of different ways that you can do that. One of the personal ones that I particularly like is I like to put on a real good, fast-paced, moving rock and roll song and dance. That always gets me pumped up. You need to be your own cheerleader. You really, really do need to be your own cheerleader. And why? Why is that? It's because you can't always wait for someone to come along and cheer you up. Someone that's going to come along and make you feel better and tell you that you'll do better next time. You need to rely on yourself. Because you're the one you have the closest access to. You're the one you have the instant access to. And having that faith in yourself and the ability to figure it out, what works and what doesn't work, that's huge. And just because you're listening to this, I know that you are the type of person who can figure it out. Having that inner belief that everything you're doing is all working towards that positive future. And it's, hey, we all have a rocky road. Some roads are rockier than others for some people. Remember, the downs aren't nearly as deep as they used to be. The highs are higher, but so are the downs. And you have to have that inner belief that what you are doing is for the positive outcome for your future. So building a multi-level marketing business has ups and downs. I'll be the first one to say that. I've gone through many, many, many of them myself. But the positive outcome that it will bring for you is amazing. Multi-level marketing is a vehicle that will take you from point A to point B. When you get to point B, you can live the life of your dreams. You can do what you want, when you want, with whom you want. There is no other vehicle out there because a job certainly won't give that to you. So you have to encourage yourself with future successes. When you miss an opportunity that you're unprepared for or you suffer some sort of a setback, you need to encourage yourself by getting back in line. There's an old cowboy saying, fall off a horse 7 times and you're a real cowboy. If you fall off that horse, get right back on. If you fall off track, get right back on track. If you fall away from the disciplines that you know you need to do in order to be successful, just get right back on track. If you fall out of the habit, you fall out of the habit of brushing your teeth, just get back into the habit. Know that when something goes wrong, you can do something to make it right. You can learn from whatever it was that went wrong, and you can make it right. So if you fall, get back up. If you fall off that horse, whether it's the horse of habits or the horse of discipline or the horse of progress, just get back on it. It may be hard. It may be a bit frightening. But get back up. Keep your resolve alive. Keep your resolve active. And cheer yourself on into victory. You can be your own cheerleader. It is amazing the difference it will make in your life when you do realize that being your own cheerleader is a very empowering experience. It can take you out of the doldrums. It can take you out of depression. It can move you forward with enthusiasm and with faith that you know you can do it. So, encouraging yourself. Are you encouraging yourself enough? We've all gone through those times and places where things did not go right for us. So let me recap and let me summarize. You're burning the midnight oil. You've got to take that responsibility for any missed opportunities. You've got to learn from the fact that even though you made the best presentation possible, it's not always exactly what your client, customer, or prospect wants. Be prepared for those letdowns because they happen. But remember, the more you handle, the higher the highs and the higher the lows. You just keep growing. You just keep learning. And know that you can make those alterations that are necessary for next time. Make the changes that make the difference. And remind yourself that you're smarter than your bank account leads you to believe. Don't get down on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. It's the next opportunity that matters, not the last one. The last one only matters because you're going to learn from it. Learning from those mistakes is priceless. It takes you forward. It assists you in growing and developing your skills. Practicing. Keep trying until you've got it down. Keep practicing. Keep doing whatever it is you need to do. Keep doing it until you have it down. Be your own cheerleader. Be your own. You've got to rely on yourself. You have to encourage yourself with your future successes. If you fall off that horse, you've got to get right back up there and start riding again. Keep your resolve alive and cheer yourself on into victory. I know you can do it. And deep down in your heart, you know you can do it. You know it may be a little hard. You know it may be a little frightening. But I know you can do it. You're listening to this. I know that you can do it. So, as always, I am looking for people who want to play in that team environment, people who want to be coached, mentored, supported, perhaps even kicked in the butt a little bit, encouraging you to encourage yourself. Because just like everything else, encouraging yourself is a habit. It's a success habit that once you learn it, it's yours for life. Once you have it, that you've practiced it, you've ingrained it into who you are, you've got it for life. Just like not brushing your teeth doesn't feel good, you got to brush your teeth. Developing the habit of encouraging yourself and being your own cheerleader will bring you through the many trying times that you're going to have in the rest of your life. So I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And you have dialed in to 218-862-7200. Bridge 549-706. And please do keep those comments and questions coming. They are definitely the fodder for what I talk about on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And send me the emails to Carla@retirewithcarla.com or give me a call at 877-767-7544. And I look forward to hearing you on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass.